This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The PRI, that's the Spanish acronym for the Institutional Revolutionary Party, is back in power in Mexico. Enrique Peña Nieto was sworn in as president on Saturday, 12 years after voters booted the PRI, blaming it for decades of misrule and corruption. The new president says he wants a fresh start, but Jennifer Collins reports now from Mexico City that is easier said than done.
Enrique Peña Nieto's first day on the job was all cheers on the inside of the festivities. Outside, rioters opposed to Peña Nieto and his pre-party charged official barriers and threw Molotov cocktails. Police fired rubber bullets and exploded tear gas canisters. Protesters are irate about pervasive corruption and think Peña Nieto will bring more of the same. Business student Fernando Matias says bribes are a regular part of life.
I have to pay like 10 pesos every 15 days to pick up the garbage.
That's only about 75 cents.
That is not very much for me, but maybe that can be very much for other people.
And that's one of many services that should be free. The group Transparency International estimates the poorest households in Mexico spend about a third of their income on these bribes. Duncan Wood of the Woodrow Wilson Center says this corruption causes U.S. firms to think twice about investing in Mexico.
They come in and they want to invest, but it's just too difficult because you have to bribe too many people or you have to grease too many palms.
Andy says Mexico's economy is still virtually closed to foreign investment in many industries. Javier Oliva teaches political science at the National Autonomous University of Mexico.
We need to change the rules, because we need more competition in the telecommunications market, for example.
Oliva says he pays about $300 a month for cell phone service with the company that commands about 70% of the market in Mexico.
All the Mexicans, we are victims of the monopolies.
Peña Nieto has signaled reforms could be on their way. And the Wilson Center's Duncan Wood says that's important because greater competition means Mexicans won't have to spend so much money on basic services.
Two good reasons why Mexico should be richer. They'll buy more of our goods, and we won't see so many migrants crossing the border.
In Mexico City, I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.